Gonna have a lot of fun. Gonna hit a home run in the littlest league possible. In the littlest league possible. Gonna make a big splash. Don't have to talk trash. In the littlest league possible. In the littlest league possible. The most rudimentary division of competition. Their worlds collide to be the biggest fish in the smallest pond. On the littlest island where I shall reside. We'll keep banging it out in the Texas League. And meanwhile, after too much, and also from running too fast, you run out of gas. But that's not possible. Littlest league possible.
I think that's a great way to start things off. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 273. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with Guided by Voices with the song Littlest League Possible. That's on the band's new album, Motivational Jumpsuit, which came out today, February 18th, on the band's own Guided by Voices label. Available in the UK on Fire Records, I think, and who knows for the rest of the world, but you're probably going to pick it up digitally anyway, so it doesn't matter much, does it? It is an excellent album. That song there is just aces, and there are another six or seven tracks on there that I really, really enjoy. I think in total it's about 23 songs and 38 minutes in a very typical Guided by Voices album, and one of the first of this year. I think there's another one scheduled very soon. Bob Pollard is a prolific man, but who wants him to slow down when he's making songs as good as that last one? I've got lots of things for you this week. We're going to be up and down, so you got a bit of a roller coaster, but the good news is there's no black metal, so you won't have to worry about Satan later, or maybe you will. This next track is called Possessed, and it's by Eagles.
I'm not afraid to die.
It's all rock and roll, right? I started that set off with Eagles from Leeds in the UK. That song is called Possessed, and that's on the band's new self-titled album, which will be out on May 3rd on Partisan Records. So you got a ways to wait for that one. But there are a couple of singles out now, and you may remember I played a song called Nerves from the band's first 7-inch on Partisan that came out early winter sometime. So there's stuff out there, but you're going to want to pick up that album when it comes out. Some very good post-punk there, or post-punk revival, I guess. And let's see, after that we played Tuna Bunny, a band from Athens, Georgia, with the song Canaries in Mineshafts. That's on the band's album Kingdom Technologies. Comes out on March 11th, so not quite as long of a wait there. That'll be on the Happy Happy Birthday to Me Records. That album is a little different than I was expecting. The last album was a little more straightforward. This one has a lot more noise and a lot more chaos in it, and that may be a good thing, or it may not be. Take a listen, find out for yourself. Let's see, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to jump into something here from my local Kansas City band. The band's called Rev Gusto, and this song is called Click Click.
A 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's lots of pretty girls on the subway with dirty hands and broken smiles. Yeah, they got the earbuds in, yeah, the eyes so big, reading about the latest stars. Yeah, because the sun is out and the girls in the short skirts are laughing, la 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 la, laughing, la 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 la. The season of love is about to begin. La 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 la
Yes, we definitely covered a little bit of ground there, but hopefully you enjoyed the journey. We wrap things up there with Snowbird with the song Bears on My Trail. That is from the band's album Moon, which came out February 4th of this year on Play It Again, Sam America. That is the project of Simon Ramon and Stephanie Dosen. Simon Ramon, you may remember from Cocktail Twins and from his work with This Mortal Coil. So definitely continuing in the same vein there, working with a different vocalist. And Stephanie Dosen is, I guess she's been in a couple of bands, including a stint with Massive Attack. So a very interesting album there that's very chill, and it was wonderful to drive to in the snow. So maybe that's where you want to be with that one. Before that, the decidedly more upbeat Tallulah Gosh with the song Tallulah Gosh. I just picked that up on the new Was It Just a Dream compilation. It is a compilation of all of the band's recordings. Each and every little bit they did from Everywhere, that song from 1987, but it's a compilation just released on Damaged Goods back in November of last year. If you're not familiar with Tallulah Gosh, then, well, of course you are. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you weren't. Before that, we started things off with Rev Gusto with the song Click Click. That's on the band's self-titled EP, which came out in the fall of 2012 sometime, a self-released EP that you can pick up on the band's I think that's on their Bandcamp, and it's certainly on iTunes as well. That band making big waves here in Kansas City, and really great guys as well. Let's wrap things up here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 273. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Appearing at the concert calendar, I'm back in town for a while, so I'll be able to make a few of these shows. Calm Trues is playing at the Record Bar on the 19th. That would be an interesting one. Go and support buzz bands as they come through the town, I guess. On the 20th, Two Nights is playing at Art Closet, part of a four-band bill there for $4. You can't really, all ages, of course, and you can't really beat that one. John V at Knuckleheads on the 26th. The first, Achilles at the Brick. Juju playing at Record Bar on the 2nd. Communist Daughters playing a house show somewhere in the city on the 8th. You can talk to them if you want to know where. But also on the 8th, there's a big bill that Dead Girls are playing. Dead Girls and Rev Gusto and Man Bear and Deco Auto. And I think that's at Black and Gold. We'll find out more before that happens, right? On the 10th, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. at the Bottleneck. The 14th, Rotting Out is playing at the Czar Bar. The 15th, Russian Circles are playing at Riot Room. I wonder if there's still tickets for that one. That's going to be a great one. Flogging Molly are playing the Uptown on the 17th. Speedy Ortiz the 19th at Czar Bar. Can't go wrong with that one. The 22nd, Rev Gusto is playing at the Brick, and that's going to be a good show as well. The 28th, I'm very excited about Hold Steady and Deer Tick at the Granada. And the 31st, St. Vincent playing at Liberty Hall. Peering into April a little bit, you've got the Center of the City Fest at Black and Gold on the 4th through the 6th, and the Middle of the Map Fest all over Westport, those same dates. And into May, even a couple of things. Dandy Warhol's at the Riot Room, such a little venue for a band that was once so large and still puts on a pretty good show. And then the Heartbreaker, Slayer is playing the Uptown on May 13th, as is Matt Pond PA, returning not just Matt Pond, but Matt Pond PA celebrating the anniversary of an album release, Emblem, I believe, at the Record Bar on the 13th. So you'll have to make your choice there. I talked to Matt Pond, asked him which I should do, and he said, Slayer. The answer is always Slayer. So there you have it. I'm not going to end things off with Slayer this week, though, so you got a little lucky, but I am going to throw you a curveball here and play you some Rocksteady. There's a new compilation comes out next week, I think, called Studio One Rocksteady. It's out on the Soul Jazz label, and it just basically compiles a lot of Studio One Rocksteady recordings. from, I don't know, maybe late 60s to early 70s. The track I'm going to play in particular here is a 1971 recording by John Holt, and the song is called Fancy Makeup. So we're going to take things off here at with a rock steady beat. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Don't watch those pretty dresses that they wear, those fancy makeup all over their face, those rubies, diamonds that cover their necks, their fancy handbags to match their dress. They will rob. Makeup all over.